You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I love getting caught in the rain. I actually got caught in the rain the other day. You know that game I told you about, Con, that we play soccer golf in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
All right, so we had our staycation last week. It's usually my son will play and a couple neighbors, but on this day, my wife and daughter wanted to play too. And as they're walking over, we kind of had to talk them into playing. As they're walking over, it is like a monsoon. And I'm like, are you guys closed? She's like, we're under an awning. You're still playing? I'm like, yeah. Like, there's no lightning. Getting caught in the rain's fun.
It reminds I just started watching Seinfeld, so.
Good for you.
And the episode I recently watched last night was about the pony.
Oh, I love that episode. I had the pony.
And his softball game gets canceled while he was at the funeral because it was raining.
It's gorgeous.
And he played the game and sucked.
Right. That's a great episode. I love that episode.
Karma at its best.
That's the one where Kramer is telling him about the levels. Change the whole configuration. We'll do levels.
It's gonna they make like a log cabin. And he's just like, actually, I'm not doing it anymore. He's like, all right, so when am I getting dinner? Right. Well, I'm not doing it anymore, so the bet's off.
Oh, it's so great. And later, when you get to like season four, you'll see that the actor that's going to play Kramer when they do the show within the show does a funny levels thing, too. That's the bit he auditions for.
Yeah.
It's so great. I'm so glad you're watching Seinfeld. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. That's the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board tonight, producing the show. It's a great show tonight. It's a Thursday, folks. That means... you know what I'm going to say. It's the popcorn pick of the week tonight at 6:35. WGBW morning show host. And is Dan the program director? I called him the program director. He's like the station manager. Program. He just kind of does everything. He's just a guy I have to watch my P's and Q's around. That's all I know.
Yep.
But he will be here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And he told me the kind of movies he likes, so I think he's going to have a great pick. But Dan will be here at 6:35. If you haven't checked out Dan in the morning here at WGBW, spin in the oldies, you have to, because he does really phenomenal work. And I know I used this word a couple times already this week, and it's only my second night, but he is a radio legend. Dan has been around for decades. He's a radio guy, right?
Yeah,
that is like, true. Remember when Corey Hartman was here about a week and a half ago? And he's another guy, been in radio his whole life. He's like on air, he does the weather, and then he's fixing engineering stuff. Like, I don't even know how to talk to people like that. I'm like, I go, how did you learn how to do all this stuff? And, you know, kind of like Todd Michaels, he said, oh, I've been doing radio since I was like 14.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know, I don't even have to turn off my own mic here. That's how inept I am. Anyway, we do have a great show. And then in the second hour, folks, at 7:20, WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman, our pal, will be here in studio, and he's going to tell us all about the Milwaukee Mile, which he attended last week. That should be fun. He's a big racing fan. He's a pickleballer.
You know, I don't want to, you know, he'll probably talk about this, but you can now get lessons with Emerson.
At pickleball or racing?
Yeah, pickleball. Okay. Are you going to get one?
Pickleball. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up for a lesson with Emerson, and I'm going to show up in really short shorts and roller skates just to see the look on his face. I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So he's that good.
He's a pro.
He took, I thought I saw that he took first place recently.
He probably did. I don't know if I saw it, but yeah. He probably did.
Well, so we have two great guests tonight, folks. We have a fun question, but before we get to any of that, I would be remiss if I did not tell you all about the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway Contest. That's right, folks. We have our own contest here at Nightlight. It's only happening this week. So if you want to get in on the fun and give yourself a chance to win, you have to do it tonight or tomorrow night. I will give you the keyword after the first break at like 6:20, And all you have to do, well, you have to have the Civic Media app, which I assume most of you have anyway. You just text in the keyword and you are eligible for a one-night Chula Vista overnight certificate and dining voucher. It is $175 value. If you're rounding up, it's basically $200. But it's a text to win giveaway only during between 6 and 8 tonight. So when I give you the keyword after this first break, text in the keyword on the app, and you are all set, folks. Good luck, everybody. It's a fun contest, and it's only happening tonight and tomorrow night. So good luck. We are not eligible again.
No.
But it doesn't mean, you know, look, we could still go to Chula Vista. It's not like we're not welcome there.
We could pal around there.
Yeah, we could absolutely pal around. Jump in the pool, splash around, do some cannonballs.
Chula Vista does have a really cool water slide that's also a roller coaster.
How does that, like, so you sit in a car and you go around through water?
And it splashes
like
water with you, you know, you go around. It's pretty
like
cool.
A lot.
I've done it a couple times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You did not attend the Civic Media Christmas party there, though, a couple years ago.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, you got a brand new job that's paying you a lot of money, and you had other plans. I guess that is possible.
You know, I didn't want to get too drunk there when I just started working there 2 weeks ago.
I'm drunk most nights. You had a funny story today. Conrad was at the Y on a treadmill. Take it from there, Conrad.
Well, this Y, it's. It's the West Side Y. So it's the biggest one, I believe, by mass.
Okay.
And it has probably 20 treadmills all on the line. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the right because there's no way someone's going to go next to me. They're going to go to the left.
Right.
This guy saddles up right next to me.
So weird.
There's 20 other treadmills, and he puts it to 10 and starts.
That's the highest?
I don't know if it's the highest on those, but he starts just booking it next to me. Like, is this guy trying to, like, show off? Or
what were you doing? What level were you at? Like,
I was at, like, 2, and I'm at an incline of, like, 11.
Very emasculating.
I was like, come on. And I don't know if I told you this. There was a one time where I got emasculated again. I asked for a spotter.
Oh, yeah.
For a bench. I was going for 2 plates, I think, at that time. And I got 4. The guy goes, hey, really good job. Do you mind if I sit in? And he just reps it for 10. He's like, all right, thanks, man.
He reps your max 10 times.
And, well, his girlfriend was right over there watching. So.
Oh, man.
I was like, really? I felt good about the 4.
So based on his 10 and your 4 and his girlfriend, you have to say, well, look, I know I didn't bench as much as you. Does she have a slightly less attractive sister at home that I could date who would be okay with a four rep guy? And then you went into the shower and he followed you and stood in the stall there. I don't understand people like that. At urinals, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't know. It's really strange.
I feel like there's some places it's acceptable. Like at a ball game that's, it just keeps rotating. There's a lot of people in there. But if you're at like a restaurant where there's like 6 or 7 stalls and person just saddles up next to you, you're like, what are you doing?
Spread out. What are we, animals?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, some bars that have the straw or stuff,
the trough.
Trough, thank
awful.
You.
Wrigley Field used to have that, and it's like, it's just you feel like you're in prison or something. It's like there's no, I don't know. And it's tough when you're the envy of all the other guys, right? I mean,
I know.
Hey, you got big news tonight for your Packers, and I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you a minute to gloat. They won the Micah Parsons sweepstakes. You must be thrilled.
Okay, I am super happy. I've been on cloud 9 ever since that trade. And I was scrolling.
Sports boner time. Can I say that on the air? I think.
Yeah. I was scrolling on Instagram, when the trade was happening. And I saw an Instagram page that's like Bears. And then they showed that Micah Parsons follows Caleb Williams. They're like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. He's going to Chicago. And then 2 minutes later, it happens. And everyone in the comments is like, really, you had to jinx it like that? Come on. They're going to the division rival now.
Took a picture or posted a picture of Micah Parsons at O'Hare yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was really him.
Yeah.
But of course, Bears Twitter went crazy. And I didn't read it long enough because I know there's trolls all over the place, but he's probably flying through up to Green Bay. It's like, I don't know. Hey, I think it's time we get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions?
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It's National Bowtie Day. What is something outdated that you wish was still popular? Something outdated that you wish was still popular. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC if you're listening on the old-fashioned radio. Or you can text us on the app. Or if you're listening on the stream, drop us a stream comment. If you're on YouTube, Facebook, or X. And give us a like or follow if you're there, folks. We love to get likes and follows. Who doesn't? But I thought about this, and I saw that you answered on the, and that's a great one, mutton chops. No reason you can't bring those back.
They're just so cool, you know? And you see the picture that I put there, right?
I did.
It's the Wolverine,
yeah.
Hugh Jackman. You know, if I could grow mutton chops, I would have them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I went two different ways on this. I wish arcades were still around. I thought those were fun. And also flip phones before smartphones.
Oh, really?
I love the cell phone technology, and I'm in my car a lot, and I have been when I did stand-up or when I lived in LA and I was driving around. I love to be able to talk to people. But when the smartphone came out, it took over my life. It's just all my apps. I play poker. I'm checking Facebook constantly. I loved that time when we had cell phones because they're good for safety or whatever, and you could talk on the phone to people. Now people don't even do that. They text. And yeah. You call people, and it's like, what are you calling me for? To say hello? No. Text me. Okay. Thank you, son or daughter. So that's what I would say. It's simple.
Yeah.
I like bow ties, though, too. I like loafers. Those are kind of gone. I like that stylistically.
What
that
about style thing. Flood pants?
Flood pants come in handy for safety if you're ever in a hurricane, you know.
That was probably my second one. You know, a nice pair of, flood, nice like
pair of
sweats.
Flood pants. Wait, they're in though now. You see guys walking around in suits with tight, skinny jean type pants and floods and those big, ridiculous, like clown shoes they wear.
Well,
that's just a style thing now, I think.
I think it should definitely go over the sock. You know,
of course.
If you're wearing a suit, I don't think you should be showing off your socks.
I totally agree. We're in agreement with it. We don't agree on much, Conrad, but I agree with you on that. So let us know, folks. What is your answer? What do you, something outdated that you wish was still popular? A Rubik's Cube? Whatever. There's no right or wrong answer. There are only your answers. Be part of the show, and let's have some fun. Dan Marcus will be here at 6:35. He is the WGBW morning host here, spinning the oldies every morning. Can't wait. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Emerson Lehman joins us. Both guests tonight are in studio, which is fun. Emerson Lehman will be here at 7:20 talking about Miracle Mile, pickleball, his work at WBAY. He's an Emmy-winning host. I don't know if you knew that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think the last trophy I won was for intramural bowling or something.
I mean, that's one to put on the shelf.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask Emerson to bring in the trophy, and then we'll distract him. We'll sell it on the black market.
Nice.
Lots going on here at Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with us. Let's have some fun. We are coming back with the keyword to the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway Contest. That's right. The keyword is coming up after the break, and we'll read some of your texts. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this... Was it Thursday, Conrad?
It's the popcorn pick of the week, actually.
Yeah, I got distracted there. We are doing the popcorn pick at 6:35. Dan Marcus is here. WGBW morning host will make the popcorn pick of the week tonight. That's exciting. Emerson Lehman from WBAY-TV here in Green Bay. He is one of the morning show hosts. We'll be here to talk about the Milwaukee Mile. Have you been there?
I have not made it ever, but it looks really interesting.
I think so, too. He's a big racing fan and a big pickleball fan, so we'll cover a lot of topics when Emerson is here at 7:20. Our question of the night is, what is something outdated that you wish was still popular? I said flip phones before cell phones because I do like having a cell phone, but the smartphone has taken over my life. I also said arcades. We're doing this in honor of National Bowtie Day. That was the inspiration for tonight's question. So we have some texts coming in already from the 331. This is Nancy from Illinois. Disco. Oh, my God. Conrad, fire up some disco. We have to find some disco for Nancy. I love that. Thank you. Disco. How did I not think of that? I love disco. Tom from New Berlin, the 414, says the Matrix phone. It was by clicking a switch blade style. Was it Matrix or the blade? I thought it was the Razor. He's probably right, though. Tom also says over the top, but cool then. From the 262, Barb in Waukesha says the full service gas stations, especially in winter. Now that's a great one. I'm barely old enough to remember this, but I'm sure you don't, Conrad, but like you pull your car up and people come out and check your tires, fill your the gas tank. It was great.
We had one actually in Kewaskum when I was growing up.
Are you kidding me?
And it's not there anymore, sadly, but yeah, I would go there a couple times in the winter and be like, I do not want to get out of my car. It is cold.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people would use it. I just don't, I think it probably is expensive if you're the store owner.
Yeah.
Make people, at some point in life, they started treating us like animals. You can get out and pump your own gas. It's ridiculous.
They should honestly make robots to do that, right?
Well, that's probably coming.
Yeah.
Monica from Mount Horeb, she's in the 608, says, my hair. Just kidding. Had a friend tell me the 80s called. They want your blue jean jacket back. Unrelated. Just watched Just a Bit Outside. Loved it. We will have to pass that along to Sean Hannish and Kelly Call. That's great, Monica. I really enjoyed it, too. Great film. And especially if you're a Brewer fan, but even if you're not a Brewer fan, a really good film. So check out Just a Bit Outside. Mark from the SAC says, WKRP, Les Nessman always wore a bow tie. Yes, he did, Mark. Who was the other guy? It was a senator. I think it was Paul Simon from Illinois always wore a bow tie. Very defining characteristic. You could say feathered hair. That's another good one. So we'll read some social media responses, too. We have to do the keyword. This is exciting, folks. It's the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway. We have a few more days of summer here, and we're doing this right. You get a night at Chula Vista overnight. That's in the Wisconsin Dells. And a dining voucher, a value of $175. That's dinner and a great hotel. All you have to do is text in the keyword on the Civic Media app, and you are eligible to win. And tonight's keyword is Dells, D-E-L-L-S, as in Wisconsin Dells. So text in Dells on the Civic Media app, and you are eligible for the text to win giveaway, the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway Contest. This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Chula Vista is a great place.
Great place. We had our Christmas party there a couple years ago, and I was pretty drunk. No, I was not. But yeah, it's funny you said that before because everybody was really well behaved because it's work.
Yeah.
Who's going to get hammered at a work party? You know what I mean? Like, unless it's like an after party or something and people have already bonded and you feel safe. I think that probably happened at that party.
I think maybe after and they went to the rooms. That's where.
Yeah. I think I've heard some stories actually. So I know that happened. So that's good stuff. Here we go too. John from Columbia. He's in the 608 Columbia County. He says cell phones are the death of humanity. Yeah, you could certainly argue that, John. Thank you for the text. We've got our social media responses here to tonight's question. Conrad said mutton chops, of course, and was gracious enough to put a picture of Wolverine.
Yep.
That's Hugh Jackman. Daniel Wheeler said, playing video games at a strip mall arcade. Yes, until upperclassmen bullies chased you out. They wanted to play Mr. Do and told you to take a hike. Sorry that happened, Daniel. Amanda Nimmer WGBW's own, says, more couch co-op games. Let me be around people, damn it. So that's like kind of what kids do now, but they do it online. And she's saying that, like, Super Mario Brothers, I guess, stuff like
that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, those are a great fun time. Super Mario Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob Bobby Utah Smitka. I know him. That's Rob Smitka. I went to DePaul with him. He says, improv DePaul. We were a groundbreaking group, Rob. Miss you, buddy. And great to hear from you. Thank you for the response. And then Marinette's own Scott Lieberman says, handwritten letters. Wow. That is a good one, too. You could not pay me to write a letter.
I don't remember the last time I sent one. Maybe to my pen pal.
You have a pen pal? Was it the guy from the gym who was on the treadmill next to you?
He knew where I was going to be because I said
he followed you home just to get your address so he could mail you a letter. I don't think those muscles work in my hand anymore to write a letter. Even when I write my signature now, it looks like chicken scratch.
Yeah. When you get the bill and it doesn't even look like it. It just looks like scribbles.
Yeah. It's terrible. I went to the dentist today. That was terrible. I had to get a cap on and he was doing the drill. And he put they put that needle in your jaw to numb your jaw. And I'm sitting there for 20 minutes and he goes, can you still feel your cheek? I go, yeah. He'd do it again. But now I got a cap at least. I was worried I was going to need a root canal.
Yeah, it's the worst thing is going to the dentist and waiting in that chair.
It's awful.
It feels like an hour every time.
They show you animal pictures and I realize, or videos. And they had one of camels up there. And I think camels are like weird mutant animals.
Yeah,
they're not attractive animals.
I got to show you during the break a picture of a camel without the fur.
Without the fur? Oh, gee, I can't wait to see that. All right, we're coming back with the popcorn pick of the week. Dan Marcus is here, folks. It's a fun night here at Nightlight, and it's great that you're here. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're just too good to be true.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, this is exciting, folks. One of my favorite segments we do every week here at Nightlight is the Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we give you a recommendation for a movie that maybe you've seen it and you want to rewatch it, or maybe it's something you haven't seen, and it's just kind of an information exchange here that we do every week on Thursdays at 6:35, and we always have fun personalities to make said pick, and joining us this week is brand new WGBW morning host, Dan Marcus. And you are a radio legend. You've been around for decades.
Casablanca.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Dan Marcus, everybody.
I'm out of here. Thank you.
I've had that happen. I'm sure you have too. Like you have a whole list of questions planned, and then the guest, you ask them, how are they? And they answer every question that you've got in like 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, all right, I guess we're done here. You know?
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for saying that about me.
Yeah,
I don't.
Welcome.
I get uncomfortable with that word. I heard it once before. And okay, if you want to call me that, I don't.
Okay. Conrad asks me to refer to him as a radio legend when there's like cute girls around, and I always help him as his wingman, but I'm happy.
He
to
pays you that. For that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's great to have you here. This is exciting. You. And you have, how's it going here at WGBW so far?
I mean, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
I'm working with you, and Laura McKenna is back. Eric Westfall is back, and working with Conrad every day.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. But I like the guy, you know? Yeah. He grows on you.
Sure. It's a good group of people
here. It's a very good company, and I'm just thrilled to be here. Yeah. I really am.
Well, we'll talk more about your... Actually, let's do that now. Before we get into the movies, tell us a little bit about your background, Dan. Like, I called you a radio legend. You've been around for decades. You've worked at a lot of cool stations. Tell us a little bit about the path that got you here.
Oh, gee. I started at my college campus radio station, WSUW at Whitewater.
Okay.
And just a volunteer. It was a non-commercial. I walked in. They let you play whatever you wanted to play. Freeform radio. I was learning what this switch does and how to say that and how to pronounce the letter W.
W? Yeah.
W didn't work.
Yeah.
And that was day one. And I gave myself a year to get that first job, right? Yeah. If I don't get it in a year, I'll try. I'll become a lawyer like my dad wanted me to.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I got a job working for cable TV in Janesville, doing directing and camera work and sports and all. I was Uncle Dan.
Nice.
I had a kid's show. And it was just a hoot. And I did that for like 3-4 years. And then got my first radio job in Duluth and started my Radio Gypsy years.
Wow.
And but always gravitated back to the music of the 60s. It's my favorite.
Okay. It's great because what I like about what you guys are doing here at WGBW is it's almost not fair to other radio stations. When you play oldies, every song is great. They were all hits. There's no weak link. Whereas if you turn on other stations, it's like, maybe I like that song. Maybe I don't. Like, you really can't go wrong with oldies.
Should I stick around and wait? Maybe the next song will be better, you know?
Exactly.
But, there's no lag with the music play. And all that music is so recognizable today. And what people don't realize is that, if you grew up in the 60s, that was your music. But then in the 80s and 90s, oldies stations came on the radio. Right. And the parents, by now you're 30, 35 years old, but you're listening to your high school music in the car with your kids who are learning your music.
They start to love it. Yeah.
They start to love it. Yeah. And that's what we see a lot of now. We see 2 and sometimes 3 generations of listeners.
It's such a great soundtrack, too, because most of the memories we have in life, we remember the good stuff. And my kids will say that to me. You had this music of the 90s. Oh, what a great time. And I went to high school in the 80s. And I'm like, it was, but so is this. You'll remember this as being great.
Yeah.
But the fact that oldies are the soundtrack to all of it, whether they're oldies from the 60s or the 80s or 90s, because those are oldies now too.
Yep.
How far do you guys go up with the oldies here at WGW?
In terms of what's the newest song we play? Yeah. Oh, I probably... You know what? That's a good question, but I'd say probably 74 or 75.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's just a smattering of songs from that era. Most of them stop at about 72.
Okay.
So we'll do Chuck Berry from the very early days, and you'll hear Bill Haley, the very first popular rock and roll record, Rock Around the Clock. And then we'll go up through Rocket Man.
I love it. And you guys, and we had Laura on last week, Laura McKenna, she was great. We have Eric on tomorrow night, actually. We'll meet Eric. That'll be fun. So
he's an interesting guy. So is Laura. An interesting person. But
when people say interesting to me, sometimes I can take that as, it's like when I hand someone a script, and they'll go, it was interesting. But you mean he really is an interesting guy.
He is. There are a lot of facets to that guy. And if you dig deep enough into my background, you'll find out that I spent 4 years working at a Playboy club.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I have pictures.
Pictures you are in or that you confiscated somehow?
Both.
Nice, Dan.
No, pictures I took.
Okay.
Pictures of me with some of the girls. We called them girls. They were, that's what we called them. We nicknamed them the girls.
Bunnies. They were Playboy bunnies.
Yeah. And I'm friends with many of them to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was was that the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva?
Lake Geneva.
My wife's family used to go. They had families there. It was called the Playboy Club.
It was a family resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids would go swimming or skiing, golf with dad maybe.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. It was a cool place.
The same. It's like Hooters now. You go out, you have a fun family day, and then you stop off for boobs and wings at night. It's fun for the whole family.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. Well, this is great. Conrad, we have something on Dan now. He just admitted over the airwaves that he's got some skeletons in the closet. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure you have a ton of stories just because you've had this great career, and we'll have to have you on periodically where you can drop these little nuggets.
But a lot of interesting experiences. Yeah.
Let's get to some movie talk, Dan, because we're doing the popcorn pick, and I thought, it would just be fun to talk to you and get to know you, but also to talk about some movies. So how does Dan Marcus like to watch movies?
Mostly at home.
Okay.
Mostly at home. A lot of DVDs.
Yeah.
What am I in the mood for? I'll pull out that kind of DVD. Do I want a John Wayne war movie or do I want The Ghost of Mrs. Muir? I've got it's what am I in the mood for? And that's what movies do. They teleport you back. And I like a lot of old black and whites.
Yeah.
Because I like that culture.
Yeah.
And I like remembering that people were kind and considerate. And, it's a harsh world now compared to the 1940s and 50s.
Absolutely. So classic rock, classic tunes, classic. You're just a classic guy.
I'm a nostalgic kind of guy. Yeah.
So, all right. So you like those? Do you like film noir?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've been really into that the last few years.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff out there because it takes so many twists and turns so often. Most of them do.
Totally. Okay, so how do you, when you watch movies at home, what is your snack of choice? Does it differ than when you go to the theater?
I make popcorn.
Okay.
Extra butter, thank you. Milk duds, sure.
You get milk duds at home?
Yeah.
Conrad loves milk duds.
I absolutely hate milk duds.
He just told his boss he hates milk duds. I don't know what to do with that.
No, Conrad, what do you like? Good and plenty. How about good and plenty?
Anything that really takes a long time to chew and then it'll get stuck in your teeth, I don't like it.
Oh, well, that's
good,
fair.
Good and fruity. Remember that? That was the spinoff of Good and Plenty. Those were good. Good and Plenty is like liquor. It's like that licorice. Anise flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got into Good and Plenty.
You know what I'd like to find? Sensen.
What's that?
Somebody Sensen. On the network has to know Sensen. Please explain
if you know Sensen,
it to Pete.
Text us and see Sensen. If you can beat Conrad on the Google. We'll figure this out, Dan.
Yeah, but that's not a movie treat. That's just a haven't seen it for years kind of treat.
Well, there you go. That kind of plays into our question of the night, too, is an outdated product that we kind of miss.
That you're talking about me again.
We miss the outdated Dan Marcus. All right, so popcorn at home. That's good.
Yeah.
I get more exotic when I'm at home. Food-wise, I don't do anything. I don't wear, anything exotic. But I do, I was trying to make a bad joke there.
Conrad, we got something on Pete now.
Oh, it might have got me kicked off the air.
I got too much stuff on Pete.
Okay. Christmas party stuff. Save it for them.
Yeah, right. But I like to make a meal. I'll make a steak or order pizza, get something you can't always get at the theater when I'm at home. I guess it changes that.
Well, and I make a wicked cheese dip. It's my mother's recipe. I can't tell you what's in it.
Okay.
Because it's I want to patent it and sell it and retire with it.
My money.
But it's that good. And everybody I play it for guesses, has it got this in it? It's got beer in it. And all I tell them is it's a cheese dip.
I bet it has beer in it. I'm not going to try to get you to say the recipe on here, but it's Wisconsin. It's cheese. I bet there's beer in there.
Keep betting. Okay. I'm not telling you.
Cheese dip. Your homemade cheese dip. Okay.
My mother's recipe, and I've been eating it since I was five.
Outstanding. My guest is Dan Marcus, folks. He is the morning guy here at WGBW and the station manager, and he plays the oldies every morning. They're so much fun to listen to. And Dan has made his career in radio, and he knows his stuff, and it's great to have him here doing the popcorn pick of the week. Dan, what kind of movies do you lean to genre-wise? You kind of gave us a couple examples before, but do you have a specific genre?
I like war movies. I don't like gory movies. I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
But I like, let's see, That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I like, and I've mentioned many times, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. You asked me off air what movie has made me cry.
I did.
Brian's Song.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah.
Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah.
You can still say that about see that, Conrad? That's being open-minded. I'm a Bear fan too. I kind of congratulated Conrad on the Micah Parsons movie.
Yeah, that's a great move, huh?
That is a really that is a sad film though, and a great story. Brian's Song.
I told you about the Playboy Club. When I was working there in the early 70s, they had the Brian Piccolo golf tournament.
Oh yeah, right.
Two consecutive summers, and Packers and Bears especially were there. Ray Nitschke. Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus, yeah.
You know, all those people were there in front of my eyeballs, and they were palling around, hugging each other, but they were on a golf course, not a football field.
You know what's funny? You just reminded me of something. When I was in college, I was watching a Bears game. I grew up the first part of my childhood in Chicago, and I lived there, and I'm a Bears fan.
I'm sorry.
me too, the last 30 years.
Yeah.
This is our decade, Dan. But my roommate and I were so
for both the Bears fans. Yeah.
We were so mad. I lifted a chair and I wanted to throw it through the wall. 19-year-old idiot. And then I look at the TV, and they're all laughing. The players that just they're playing the game and they're laughing. Like, what a loser am I that I'm like taking it this personally? Yeah. It's just so silly. Is that reminded me of when you said that?
Well, on sports, I think people take sports way too serious. People have forgotten that sports is entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally entertainment. Yeah. We talk about sports here on a semi-regular basis, I would say. All right. Dan Marcus is here, folks. We're gonna wait after this very short break. Then he's going to give us his popcorn pick of the week. And I'm going to give you the Nightlight end of summer getaway keyword again, too. Cool. So you can text that in on the app and be eligible to win a night at Chula
Vista. Can I win?
You know what? If Conrad and I can't win, I don't know. I saw Dan slipping you $20 earlier. I don't know what that was about. But. All right, we're coming right back with Dan Marcus. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can do with my love. Let you know, girl, you're looking good, you're out of sight. All right, just move yourself and glide like a 747, and you lose yourself in the sky among the clouds in the heaven thoughts. Let this groove light up the fuse, it's all right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Hi, I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It's Nightlight's last chance summer getaway, and I'm about to give you the keyword. All you have to do is text it in using the app, and you're eligible to win one night at Chula Vista Resort, and you also get a dining voucher. It's $175 value. That's more than I make in a week, Conrad. You know that?
That's good value right there.
You don't care.
No comment. No comment.
Tonight's keyword is Dells, as in Wisconsin Dells, D-E-L-L-S. So text that in on the app, and you will be eligible for our Nightlight Last Chance summer getaway. Summer is dwindling, but the good news is Dan Marcus is here. He is the morning show host here on WGBW. And he is showing me a picture. Is that you?
That's me.
Wow, what a great getup, man.
I'm 17.
You got the bow tie. Conrad, this is kismet. How old are you there?
About 18, 17, somewhere
and
you're, there.
And who's the, that's a Playboy playmate. Who is that?
Well, it's a bunny, not a playmate. Okay. There's a difference.
There is, okay.
Playmate was in the magazine. Bunny was in
like
the club.
They're like the waitresses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Bunny Marcy and me hugging.
She looks lovely. And yeah. And were you guys good friends or?
We're still good friends. Really no good kidding. Friends. Yeah. Well, this is cool. Marcy again and me.
Oh, doing a piggyback ride.
I'm giving her a piggyback ride.
That's very, and you look very happy with a Playboy bunny on your face turning back to the camera. That's fantastic.
These are not going on the internet.
No, they're not too. She's obviously being modest. She's trying to.
Well, but there was nothing immodest about the club at all, really. But I don't want them to go on the internet because, well, frankly, I look like a dork.
I think you look cool, Dan.
Well, maybe now.
We did find one of the snacks Dan likes that is an outdated snack called Sensen. And Conrad just put it up on the stream if you're watching on the stream. It's Sensen Confection.
Yeah.
That just means sugar, right? Sucrary or sweet, probably. And
I don't know. It just tastes like nothing has tasted since then.
Oh, that's too bad. Is it like a mint or something?
No,
like
it's not minty at all. Okay. It's actually almost kind of tart and sour.
Yeah.
Everett from Sun Prairie texted in saying, Sensen, the lilac-flavored candy. Kind of weird, but I kind of liked
it.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. And thank you for texting that in. I appreciate it.
I don't get the packaging is not great. I understand it's very old, but like it's like a toffee fay or something, like something that's technically a candy, but I would never want to eat.
It's like eating candy flavored charcoal.
Okay.
that's
fair.
It was very different. But does anybody listening know if they still make that? I'd be curious. And where can you get it?
Google. Conrad, worth a Google?
I am looking on Google, and these packages that I'm looking at seem really old.
Conrad likes to look at packages on Google.
Okay.
Promo, baby.
Ba-doom-ching.
Cut it.
You know, you can buy, actually, you can buy Sensen a brand new box, 12-pack, on eBay for $500.
Oh, so what? It's like it's been sitting around. So it's like how many chemicals are in it to keep it fresh.
And if you want an old vintage roll of it, it's $100.
Gee.
That is crazy. So you can still get it.
I don't want it that bad.
There's also ones that it's like in a Tic Tac container. That one's still $30.
Okay, I would go for.
I don't know, man. Hey, I've got one more question for you, Dan, regarding the popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah.
When it comes to snacks, you watch movies at home. I assume that's the safest place to have a cocktail. Do you have a favorite cocktail?
I grew up drinking 7-7s.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a big Wisconsin drink.
But I also like Harvey Wallbangers.
What's in a Harvey Wallbanger?
It's a screwdriver with Galliano liqueur.
Okay.
It's really good.
Very tasty. Yeah, I remember those.
It's very sweet. Rum, what is it? Rum chaka? Is it something like that now?
Rum chata.
Rum chata. Yes. Thank you. I have a big bottle of that in the fridge. That's delicious. It's kind of like Bailey's.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's a good one.
Yeah. And I do like beer.
Yeah.
I like Potosi beer. My favorite beer is Schlitz.
Oh, my uncle used to be a salesman for Schlitz.
Okay.
Like in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
And I grew up with Schlitz all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it a good beer?
It wasn't.
Okay.
In the 70s, that was my college beer.
Okay.
Okay. And but then they changed the formula and they lost a lot of the market. But then about 2000 or so, they went back to the original formula. And now I'm back drinking it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So they did like a new Coke thing. They switched the formula.
Yes.
All right, we are almost out of time in this segment, so we've got to get Dan's popcorn pick of the week. I'm going to ask you one more quick question. You ever sneak booze into a theater?
No, I never have. No.
Never have?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, good for you, Dan. Nope. Dan's a good citizen, Conrad. We need more upstanding members of society to be on this show.
Well,
we got Dan and Emerson on the same night.
Based on that one question.
I mean, he's got a lot of Playboy playmate stories. And,
I have
bunnies,
stories
I'm
and
sorry.
Pictures.
Stories and pictures. We were going to believe you. You didn't have to bring the photos. I mean, I would have believed you.
Well, aren't you glad I did?
All right. It is time to get Dan Marcus, morning show host here at GBW, Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, if you please.
Let's go with Butch Cassidy and Sundance
Kid. Oh, that's a great one. Butch and Sundance.
Can you ever get tired of that movie?
I gave that, you know what's funny? I gave that a rewatch about, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe.
Okay.
I'm like, is this as good as I remember it? Because my older cousins would watch it and stuff like that, so I watched it.
And what did you think?
I liked it. There is that weird scene where they play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yes.
In the middle of the movie, and I'm like, what is this? Like, it just kind of doesn't fit, but I still liked it. It was just weird.
The reason it doesn't fit is that movie doesn't have a soundtrack. There are three songs in the entire movie.
Okay.
And so that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's like Paul Newman riding around on a horse, and they just play this, like, Conway. Who's I can't even remember who sings.
That was B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
And I love the song.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is kind of a departure for the rest of the movie, but that's a great pick. Dan Marcus, popcorn pick of the
week. Thanks for having me.
You want to stick around for a few minutes or you have to go?
Sure. No,
right.
I'm fine.
All right. Dan's going to stick around. We'll talk oldies and all kinds of stuff coming up next after intermission in Act Two. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. The popcorn pick of the week is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back.
Gotta go on the lam. Stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.